Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. Shir this month is sponsored by Janine and Cal Nathan in honor of the birth of their newest grandchildren, Aliza Rachel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Mem Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alochotes. We mentioned the end of the previous Daf, the idea of Darkei Mori and Nichush, person not going with what the Goyim use and not using some kind of signs that the Goyim use. So says the Gemara in the second line of Emches, Omar Belozer, Holchim Achar Shmias Baskel. Person could follow a Baskel. He hears like a Baskel come from Shemaim, so then he can follow it. And referring to here, someone who's trying to want to do something, and then he hears some voice telling him yes or no, he can follow that. Mataimo, what's the source? Because it says in the pasuk, "Voiz nechot ishmana dovar ma'acherecho leimor zeh derech lechaboy." You'll hear your ears will hear a voice telling you which way to go. Rabbi Lazar all lefunyu. Rabbi Lazar went to the bathroom. Also, avutyono de rimoy v'ukbe came a Roman official and picked him up, kicked him out of his place. Argue says me'acherei, behind him, v'yosevle, but some take away the word me'acherei, mean the Roman official picked him up and sat in his place. Omar, hachin kol amo loy akim levarnosh elali. Says, interesting, from all the people over here, the only one he took away is me. If leis efshar da'ona nofik mikol, I'm not going to leave here. I want to see what's going to happen. There's some sign here from Shemayim, something's going on. V'avetaman chivi, there was a snake. Shori nofik, the snake started to come out. V'yoyvloy edroy tamon achas derivoy, and he put his venom into him, and he removed his mehayim, his intestines. V'koraloy ve'etin adam tachtecho. He said the pasuk, "Etin adam tachtecho." Kadosh Baruch Hu put a person in your place, meaning there was a snake there, and Kadosh Baruch Hu put the Roman instead of Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, "Chatal mean the bar kapo." There was a time the bar kapo have a nothing miktua kisi. Went out to cut wood. Chamtechad kait. One of the people that are cutting the wood, chivyo parbasor. He sees a snake running after him. Omerle chivyo parbasor. He tells him, "Be careful! There's a snake behind you." Shavke. So the snake left this talmid. Ve'ozali betrayed. He went after the person who called after him. The korealei betera dam dachtechos. He said, "This is also a pasuk." Made the snake go after that person instead of the Talmud. Germanio means a German. Avde de Avyudo Neshayo. He was a slave to Rav Yudah Nasi. Nafik by Milvayo Leavilo. He came out and he was Milav Leavilo. Also Kelev Shoite by his Guri Rebbe Leavilo. Came this dog and he was trying to bite Leavilo. Korbe Germani. So the Germani said, "What are you doing?" He started trying to chase away the dog. Shavke, so the dog left Leavilo. Fazalei Basrein went after the German. He said the same pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu put an adam instead of him. He's going to one of the cities. As he's going in, he hurt his finger. Then he goes here and he hears this child saying. Kari says the pasuk. So the pasuk of the pasuk means he goes in alone, comes out alone. But here he means he got hurt in his finger. So he means it's like a solution of damage in his finger. He went in with a damage, came out with a damage. In other words, the only thing that I will achieve from this city is to hurt my finger. I'm not going to achieve anything else. That's what happened. He wasn't successful to do anything else in that city. Rabbi Yechon Hashem Elokish wanted to go see the face of Shmuel, to go visit him. He wanted to make sure that he's alive. So he said, "Let's go hear the voice of a child learning." They went in front of the Spanish. Shamun Kali Italia, they heard the voice of a child, Veshmuel Meis, that Shmuel died, Vesaimun. And they made a sign when exactly these words were saying. And they figured out that exactly that moment Shmuel passed away. So Rav Yehuda went to visit Rav Acho. He was already sick and he was really old. Again, we'll figure out. Well, let's hear Baskel to see if we should go visit him. They heard a woman telling her friend, "Itfi butzino, did the candle extinguish?" Lo yitfe butzino in Israel. Said, "No, the candles of Am Yisrael don't extinguish so fast." So they had a sign. This candle is referring to Rav Acho, and that means he was not nifter. Rabbi Yochanan of Ovah b'Shuko, he was going in the market. Chamo chad mazben min eli maltumo. He saw someone selling some candy. Omele min elin at chaye? Are you living based on this? This is your parnasa? Omele in? He said, yes. Shav gevazel, he left. Vazel shah over gabed. Now, an hour later, he passed by again. Omele rebit soli alai. Dimine eish shah to lozav in his klum. Please daven for me. Because since you passed by the first time, I didn't sell anything. As if you were asking, do you live on this? And it was almost a question, do I live in this? And therefore, I was not able to sell anything since then. Omele, shoni asuch, change your location. Pa'amim shishinu Hashem grayim, something's changed the name, makes a difference. Pa'amim shishinu Hamakom grayim, something's changed the place, it makes a difference. So in other words, this is another thing, we're not using, this is called a sign, which is acceptable. Train tel midim min derav chanino, havo nafkin mikatoya kisin. So two tel midim of Rav Chanino went to cut wood. Chamsun chado istrologus. So an astrologist saw them. Omar ilin matrin min nafkin v'loy chazrin. And the probably correct gear says brought down the side, ilin train min nafkin v'loy chazrin. They will go out, they won't come back. In other words, they will die on their way. He saw in the stars that they're going to die on the way. Minafkin pogaboin chatzav. As they go out, they see an old man. Omar loin zechuni mi. Please give me some food. For 3 days, they didn't eat anything. They had a circle of figs called Kotsur Pago. They cut it into half. In other words, they give half of their food to this old person. So they went down to Chesed with base. Ochol v'tzalei elohim. He ate and he davened for them. Your life should be spared this day. Because you spared my life. So they left peace and they came back in peace. I mean, they didn't die on the way. There's some people who heard the astrologist saying that they're not going to come back. Didn't you say these two are going to go out and not going to come back? Either I'm a liar or the whole astrology system is a lie. So they went to check. They found the snake. One in one sack, and the other sack. In other words, it was a snake. There was a danger over here of death. It was a snake that was about to kill them. But he was cut in half. They asked him, what good thing did you do today? They said the story. They gave food to the old man. Omar, as I said, the astrologist, what can I do? Because the God of the Jews is appeased with half a circle. In other words, they fed the Oni, and therefore he spared their life. Rav Chuna said the following story. There was this Ger, that when he was a Goy, he was a Choyzeh B'Kachavim, he was an astrologist. He wanted to go, and he wanted to go on the way. As he looked at the stars, he saw it's not a good time, it's not a good omen. He said, I can't go out now. Why did I become a Jew? Not to leave these things? No, I'm not going to rely anymore on astrology to tell me what to do. He went based on the name of Hashem. So whatever Hashem does is the right thing. Another gear here is carved the miksach, meaning he was carved to a big sakon, a big danger. And he had a donkey that he lost. The donkey was being eaten up. Meaning he was saved from a wild animal by giving up his donkey. Mangarile, what caused him to lose his donkey? The yipo began to hear her. Because he had these machshavos, he was thinking of using astrology. Mangarile di ishtazi, but what happened to him? Why was he saved? Begin di trachetz al bayir, because he's relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his initial thought punished him. But then his actual thought saved his life. Someone who does nichush, divination, he's going in, he's thinking, he's going to do some kinds of signs based on what he sees, it's going to come on him and them. It says there's no nochush in Yaakov with an aleph, kiloy with a vav nochush. In other words, if there is a nochush, it'll come on him. Anybody who doesn't rely on Nichush, his mechitza is inner than Malachi Asheris. On my time, what's the source? Meaning the Malachim will ask Am Yisrael, what did Hashem say? What did Hashem do? So they're not going to know because Am Yisrael will be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Meaning this pasuk, Bilam said it. He says, case, like this time, we'll tell to Am Yisrael what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Meaning, my time, okay, Shemar Lekol Yisrael, Apol Kel. So meaning the Bilam was standing exactly in the middle of the world, in the middle in terms of history. Then same amount of time from the beginning of the world until Bilam, that same amount of time is when Mashiach was supposed to come. And Reb Chaim does a cheshbon that will be in the year 4972 from Bris Ohilam, but because of Ainusenu, because of the Averis, Orcha Yomim Velaybo Geul, the Geul did not come yet, but that's what it was supposed to be. The one could use the dash in this pasuk. Omer Avir ben Elazar, Tida Baskol Yod Mifri Tzetzes Boralit Tzadikim, to be a Baskol Komiyan Erolit Tzadikim or Meris, Kol Mishipa'al Im Kel Yovav Yitos Chorer. Anybody who worships Hashem properly will come and get his reward. Rabbi Rachi, Rabbi Shem Rav Abba Barakano. Odi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soh Mechitzos of Tzadikim Lifnim Mechitzos of Malachi HaShores. The Mechitz of Tzadikim will be inner the Malachi HaShores. Malachi HaShores Shalim Osev Vohimim Lehem Ma Paul Kel. Similar to what we said before, the Malachi will ask him, what did Hashem do? Ma HaRalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you what was the Pesach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Homav Lehem Bar Chayuso Veloi Kvar HaSaken Boilem Hazeh. Meaning not only in Olam Habo, they will be greater than the Malachim. Even in this world, they will be greater than Malachim. Hador Dichtiv, there's a pasuk that says in Daniel that in Nebuchadnezzar, when he threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into Kivshan Eish, he said, Ono Nebuchadnezzar ve'omar, O Ono Chozi, I'm seeing Gurvin Arbo Shayim Mehalchin Begur Nuro. I see four men walking in the fire. Ve'chava lo isi boyin, and there's no chabal on them, there's no damage to them. Now the Gemara just stops a second to explain what is the chabal they don't have. Obviously, they did not burn, so there's no chabal. Meaning they were all eunuchs and they got healed. They had a chabalah that was healed specifically in the fire. And the pasuk goes on to say, who was the fourth? Right? Nebuchadnezzar sees four people in the fire. He saw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and the fourth. So the pasuk, the pasuk is, the shape of the fourth one looks like a malach. So the Gemara dashes, doesn't say the first one looks like a malach lokim. Ele rivio de rivio, the fourth one. Hemayu mechabshin in front of Stahuri. They were going in front of him and making space for him in the fire, and he was walking behind him. Domi the bayer lokim. He was similar to bayer lokim, meaning he looks like a malach. He called the malach bayer lokim, as we'll see in a moment. But what the rai over here is that even today the malach is less than a tzaddik because the tzaddik got to make room for the malach in the fire. That moment came a malach and hit the Nebuchadnezzar on his mouth. You're calling the malach Bar Elokim, the son of God? God has no sons. So what is it? What your words are wrong. So then in the next pasuk, he corrected himself. What did he say? Baruch Elokehayon, a blessing to the God. The Shadrach, Meshach, Ve'Avenego. These are the names of Hanani, Mishael, Ve'Azor in Aramaic. So Baruch, the God of these people, the Shalach Brei Leisktivkan. He sent, doesn't say he sent his son. El the Shalach Malachei. He sent his Malach Ve'Sheizev La'Avadoi and saved the slaves, the Trechitzu Aloi that were relying on him. Meaning, if Nebuchadnezzar gave a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sent someone to save the Hanani, Mishael, Ve'Azara, he used the term Malach, not this term son, because after the Malach came and hit him on his face, it says, you don't say the son of Hashem, he called it a Malach. With this, we conclude the sixth parak of Masechet Shabbos, Hadrach Aloch Perek B'Meisho, Hadrach Aloch Perek B'Meisho, and with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Memches.